people are actually losing their homes and asking to rent in our apartments.
The biggest obstacle is, of course, lack of funds.
We think we've helped 58,000 people.
We're constantly having a greater demand for affordable housing.
Welcome to the Affordable Housing Podcast, brought to you by Eden Housing.
They say the devil is in the details, but for many people, there is an angel in the details of President Obama's Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac foreclosure relief plan. Hi, I'm Joanne Green, and on today's episode of the Affordable Housing Podcast, my guest is George Duarte, Vice Chairman of the California Association of Mortgage Brokers and President of both Horizon Financial and Elite Real Estate Properties in Fremont, California. Welcome, George.
Hi, Joanne. Nice to be here. Thank you.
Sure. I'm hoping that you can shed some light for us on just how these new measures are going to help people who face possible foreclosure.
Well, the president released a comprehensive concept to try and address these issues, and it breaks down into two parts. One is being able to refinance current loans for people who have very high loan-to-values or who may be slightly upside down on their mortgages. And another feature of it is on loan modifications. But as you say, the devil is in the details.
And some of those details have now been released.
That's right. That's right. One very important detail is they've loosened the guidelines a bit for both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. By the way, this program has a lot of caveats to it, a lot of limitations. One is that your loan being subject to these new rules must be currently serviced or owned by either Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. So if you have a loan that's not with Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, you automatically don't qualify right out of the gate.
And is that something that was not initially announced?
It was initially announced when they first came out with it, and now that they've come out with the revisions, they're continuing to emphasize that.
Okay, so what percentage of the loans out there are we talking about?
Well, let's just talk about California, because that's where we are. For example, one loan program that's not eligible is the Option Arm program, which is also known as the Pick-a-Pay. And it's been estimated that up to 30 or maybe 35% of all the loans in the state of California are this type of loan. So right out of the gate, those are not eligible. Also, loans that are not eligible are subprime loans. Those are loans that typically were kind of fixed for 2 years and then adjust every year or every 6 months. Those are not eligible either. Again, it's limited only to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loans.
Those subprime and non-prime loans account for about 50% of foreclosures, do they not?
That's correct. So it eliminates half of the people with the problems pretty much right out of the gate.
Let's talk about the people who are going to be helped by this new relief plan. What kind of steps should they take now?
Well, actually, there is a website that just came out that is quite helpful, that helps to walk the consumer through the steps. And that website is www.financialstability.gov. That's www.financialstability.gov.
Will most people need assistance in going through this, or is it pretty much in plain English, simple steps?
Well, most people probably will need some assistance with it, although you know the website is rather helpful and in fairly plain English. The reality is once someone tries to start working with either their current servicer or talking to another mortgage person, they would probably need, you know, some assistance. But there's always a significant percentage of people who are sufficiently capable of, you know, dealing with it themselves.
How much help is it going to offer the average person?
Well, one of the limitations that's a serious consideration is that they allow you to refinance if you go up to 105% loan-to-value, meaning that your loan balance is allowed to exceed the value of your home by 5%. So if you're in an area where your property value has gone down more than that, or where you owe, you know, 10 or 15 or 20% more than what your home is worth, then you would not be able to utilize this program, because you would exceed the limit.
So what options do you have at that point?
Well, then you may choose the loan modification option. There's a loan modification feature to this program where you would be allowed to go to your current loan servicer and start that process. Or alternatively, you could choose to retain someone to do that for you. But it is important to understand that a consumer can do it themselves, and they can do it themselves, you know, at no charge, going directly to their current loan servicer. A lot of people who have tried that, or they're finding it somewhat difficult, you know, and tedious, and aren't either capable or willing to do that, and need to retain someone's services for that.
What do you think of this plan, George?
Well, like all things, it came out with great fanfare, and it will help some people. But again, here in California, it will have, you know, limited utility, which is what I was afraid of. And there are some other limits to it as well. One of the concerns that I had when I first heard about the program was that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have come out with what's called loan-level price adjustments, LLPAs. And these are, in plain English, known as fee add-ons relative to the loan-to-value of the property and the credit score. And they've come out with this for several months now, back in the fall. So what that is, the higher the loan-to-value and the lower the credit score, the more they charge you in fees. So under this program, it still allows them to charge those fees, and depending, you could end up with another 3% in fees, which may offset any benefit. Even if you did qualify on the loan-to-value and had enough equity in your property, the additional fees could offset that and make it not worthwhile. The other consideration is private mortgage insurance that I was concerned about. And this does have a private mortgage insurance feature. And so if you currently have private mortgage insurance, you're going to need to get it again. And the problem with that is that the mortgage insurance companies, many of whom have actually gone out of business, and a couple of whom who are left are very leery about going that high loan to value and have limits on it. So, and then this is just guidelines ultimately for, this is from Fannie and Freddie Mac, but the actual execution of the guidelines is up to the individual lenders that they work with. So, you know, since this just came out, we're not sure if the lenders will actually be as flexible with some of these terms as these guidelines have indicated.
There was an op-ed piece in the New York Times on March 5th by an economics professor at Yale who's a partner in a hedge fund that trades in mortgage securities, and a law professor from Boston University. They say we can expect up to 8 million foreclosures in the next few years, and that this new relief plan is not going to stop the bleeding because it concentrates on reducing interest payments, not on principal, for people who owe more than their homes are worth. What they say should happen is that bondholders should actually write down the principal enough to give homeowners some equity and thus some incentive not to default. What do you think of that?
Well, it sounds like a good idea. That is obviously a last resort that bondholders and lenders and investors would really want to have happen. And the possible problem with that, a major objection, would be that the real estate market is cyclical. So it goes down, but it goes back up. So let's say you go ahead and write down everyone's principal balance, and everybody's happy about that. And then 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years from now, you know, the market comes back. So people's original values are restored, assuming they're in the house. But now they're having a windfall of equity because their loan balances are so much lower. And so how does one account for that?
I'm being told by so many people that the volatility that we've seen in recent years, or that, you know, the market going up, 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 that's just not going to happen anymore. You don't seem to agree?
Over the long haul, it will. The market will come back. And, you know, it might not happen in the next couple of years. But in the long term, demographically speaking, let's just look at population here in California. According to ABAG, the Association of Bay Area Governments, 25 years from now, there's going to be another 10 million people living in the state.
I don't know where we're going to put them.
Exactly. We're not making the land anymore, so it's a simple, you know, supply and demand, and people have to live somewhere. So, and it depends particularly on the neighborhood as well. So that would be my concern about the principal balance write down. I mean, it's a great idea. I'd love to have it, but you know, if everybody buys it, and then down the road when the market comes back, everybody gets an equity windfall, well, yay for us. You know, so.
Right, not so fair. Now, you make your living both in real estate and in the mortgage industry. Is money being freed up now for people in a position to refinance their loans to do so?
Still haven't seen that yet. Hopefully this may have some impact on that, but it's still pretty tough. Lenders are very tough on their guidelines. You have to have good credit. You have to have equity in your property. Well, you know, up until this particular bill came out. So, but the rates are very good. So if you can, you know, jump through the hoops and, you know, make your way through the minefield, there's a lot of opportunity. It's definitely worth looking into to refinance, and it can definitely benefit a lot of people.
And are you seeing any more movement of homes these days in Contra Costa and Alameda counties? Are people actually starting to buy and sell a little bit?
Yes, people are starting to come off the fence. Investors have been very busy, and the first-time buyers are starting to come off the fence. We are getting into the historic spring buying season, which is the generally accepted busiest season of the year, and the rates are still real good. So it's a great opportunity for first-time buyers, people considering their first home. And what's happening, I think we're seeing a floor in the property values. Properties come on the market, you know, in a particular range, single-family homes, you know, particularly here in the East Bay, of you know, 275, 300 to 400,000. It's a very hot market right now, and those properties don't last very long.
George Duarte, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Joanne.
George Duarte, Vice Chair of the California Association of Mortgage Brokers and President of Horizon Financial and Elite Real Estate in Fremont, California. I'm Joanne Green.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.